a lady who suffered for 12 years. Her story is given in three Gospels, Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 to 22, Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 48, and Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. So we are going to start with Matthew. Start with Matthew chapter 9, verse 20.
Matthew 9, 20 to 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour.
Luke chapter 8, verse 43.
And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. He came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.
Matthew and Luke gives the story about this lady who had the issue of blood. Matthew says she has the disease, means this is not a one-day problem. This lady had the disease for 12 years, bleeding. Luke says this lady had the issue of blood, and she spent all of her living upon the physicians. Spent all of her living, and he says, neither could be healed of any. Now, Luke is the medical doctor. But he's saying this lady spent all her money, all her living upon the physicians, and not a single doctor was able to heal her. But we are going to read in the book of Mark a little bit different, because Luke is a physician, and he doesn't want to say that because of many doctors, instead of getting better, she got worse. Only Mark says that. So let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 5, starting from verse 25. We are going to go verse by verse here.
And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years.
A certain woman, the name is not given, which had the issue of blood for 12 years. Matthew said that issue of blood was a disease, could not heal for 12 years. Then verse 26.
Had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse.
Now see, Luke did not say this, but the Mark says, and had suffered of many things of many physicians. Now this lady had the issue of blood. Why did she suffer many things of many physicians? If somebody is sick and go to the hospital for certain things, doctors start checking so many things. They will check your blood pressure, check your heart, and check this and check that, and all kinds of things. If the lady goes, they will check each and every part of her body. So this lady says she suffered many things from many physicians. One person will say, okay, that person did not give you the right medicine. I'll give you this medicine. You have to do this. You have to do that. And she would go there and take the medicine, come home, and instead of getting better, she's getting worse. So she goes to another doctor. Now in America, in one street, I can say within a 2 miles radius, we will have at least a dozen dentists. I can see in my this Busselton, if you start going from one end to another end, you will have so many dentists. But this was not in those days. This is 2,000 years ago. This lady might be going from one city to another city, one town to another town, one state to another state. And it was not easy. Each time she will go, they will check, they will see all kinds of things they will do, and they will send her to another place. So now this lady says she went to many, many doctors. Instead of getting better, she suffered from the physician, and not one thing, but she suffered many things of many physicians. And then she said, instead of getting better, she got worse. Not only that, she spent everything what she had. Luke said she spent all of her living. That means whatever the money she had. I don't know who gave the money. This lady has to be a young lady because Jesus Christ calls her a daughter. So if she was an older woman, he will not be calling her daughter. So she has to be maybe 24 to 26 years. She started bleeding for early years, and 12 years she suffered. So we do not know her mother and father, they were rich. They had a lot of money or what. So she spent all of her living. Whatever the mother and father gave her, the money, whatever the money she had, she spent everything. Now she doesn't have any penny left. He said she spent all of her living. And Mark says she spent everything what she has. That means she finished everything what she had. And now, instead of getting better, she became worse. Luke didn't say she became worse because he didn't want to say the doctor make people worse. But the Mark says not a single doctor made her better, but they made her worse. So her condition was bad. Now maybe she was, in the beginning she went, maybe she was bleeding a little bit, but now she's bleeding more. Instead of getting better, she's getting worse. She had no money to go to another doctor. Not only that, she decided, if I go to any doctor, I'm already getting worse. So she might have decided, no more doctor, no more money. Now she has to find out some way to get healed. Now here the word of God is saying, Mark chapter 5, verse 27.
When she had heard of Jesus, he came in the press behind and touched his garment.
Now here, Mark said, she heard about Jesus Christ. When she heard about Jesus Christ, she heard that he is healing people. People are getting healed. All kinds of diseases are getting healed. But that Jesus Christ was not sitting in one place. Just like a doctor has a one office, so people can go to his office. Jesus was not sitting in an office and anybody can come and then he can touch. He was going around all kinds of places. So she did not have strength to go and tell Jesus to touch her or tell Jesus to heal her. But she heard about Jesus Christ. The Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. So she heard about Jesus Christ. And when she heard about Jesus Christ, she got faith. She heard many, many stories maybe. And she said, if Jesus Christ comes my way, I will be able to go and touch him. But I don't have strength to go wherever he is. But she decided. She said to herself, Matthew says, she said to herself, I can go and touch his garment or the thread of his garment, because she had no strength to run after him or go and touch his shoulder or something like that. But she just said, verse 28, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now she is saying here clothes, but the Matthew and Luke says hem of his garment. She did not have strength to go and tell Jesus, please touch me and heal me, because she had the disease. She could not tell anyone. In those days, Jewish people had the strict rule. If anybody is bleeding, you cannot touch that person. If you touch that person, you will be unholy. You had to go and take a shower. So now this lady, she knows these rules and regulations. But she said, I went to many doctors. I spent everything what I had. But I heard about Jesus Christ. And I have faith. If I can just go and touch the hem of his garment, just the thread of his garment, I will be whole. And I was thinking, Jesus Christ already came to know there is somebody in some town waiting for me to go there and touch me. You remember Jesus Christ, when that widow's son died, he went to her town. Widow didn't go to Jesus Christ telling, come and heal my son is dead. He knew and he went there. The blind man was sitting there. Jesus went his way. He did not go looking for Jesus Christ. And Jesus touched him and healed him. Jesus Christ decided to go her way. I don't know if she was waiting in her steps or waiting at her door or waiting at her street. We don't know. In those days, the ladies will wear some kind of clothes and they will have veil. Nobody will know who is this lady, a young lady or old lady or whoever she is. Nobody knew. And even in her neighborhood, they would not know what this lady had the problem. But she might have stood there waiting for Jesus Christ. And she waited Jesus Christ to come. And when Jesus Christ just passed, turned his back, she fell on her knees and she touched the hem of his garment. Because to touch the hem of his garment or thread, she has to bend down or kneel down and touch. So I believe when Jesus Christ was walking, maybe he stood 1 second or so. She took advantage and touched. And the word of God says instantly, as soon as she touched, let's read the verse 29.
And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
The straightaway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Matthew didn't say, Luke didn't say, but the Mark says the blood was flowing like a fountain. A lot of blood was flowing from her. And that's why Mark said, instead of getting better, she became worse. But now she had no strength. But she just came, knelt down, fell down, and touched the thread of his garment. And Jesus might have stood, let her touch. And as soon as she touched, verse 30 says, immediately Jesus knew. And the word of God is saying, immediately she got healed, and immediately Jesus noticed. If you read in a book of Luke 44, she said, immediately she touched, and immediately she was healed. And Mark says, verse 30, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the virtue had gone out of him, and turned him about. And what he says, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? He's specifically saying, not only who touched me, who touched my clothes? People start saying, why are you saying this? Even the Peter said in Luke chapter 8, verse 45. Peter says, why are you saying this? And all of the people start saying, not only that, some people start denying, all denied, means, oh, I didn't touch. So at that time, people are talking to themselves, and they're saying, I didn't touch. Peter said, why are you telling this, Master? Many people, it's a multitude of people thronging this. Why are you telling this? This took maybe a couple of minutes. So she might have walked a little bit further. She thought, let them discuss themselves. I'm going to go my way. But the word of God said Jesus didn't stop saying who touched me. He said some virtue, some power, the healing power went through me and touched somebody. And he looked, I think Jesus Christ might be a tall person. So he looked around. He said, turn around, and he looked. I can say the only one person going other way. Most of the people following Jesus Christ. So when he turns around, he saw a lady walking herself. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22, he says he saw her. That means he saw that lady going alone. When he saw her, he said, somebody touched me. He didn't say, some man touched me. He didn't say, some lady touched me. He knew there's a lady, but he did not say, because he did not want to embarrass her. He wanted her to come and give her testimony herself. Read the verse 31, Mark chapter 5, verse 31.
And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?
The disciples say, the other people say, the Mark says, disciples start saying, why are you saying this, who touched me? They didn't understand what Jesus Christ was thinking. So many people are touching. Why he saying this? But Jesus Christ is looking for the person who touched him. Turn around and say, hey, I saw this girl touching me. I felt it in my spirit. I know somebody touched me by faith. I know somebody came to me believing that if I touch the garment of Jesus Christ, I will be completely healed. That's the person I see going. So now this lady start thinking, I thought I'm going to go secretly. Nobody is going to find me out. Hundreds and thousands of people touching him. How Jesus Christ or anybody will find out? She's already wearing the veil or burqa or something. Nobody will know. And she's going quietly. But Jesus Christ knew that she's the only one going other way. Most of the people following him. But he knew himself. He said, I felt in my body. Jesus Christ felt in his body that somebody touched. Because the virtue, the power of God went out of him, touched that lady. And they had like a shawl, some these Jewish people wearing shawl. And that shawl had the thread, maybe 613 the threads. And each and every thread has some kind of God's commandments and things like that. So the people were thinking, if anybody touched the shawl or the thread of his garment, those people supposed to get healed. But nobody tried this. This is the first time this lady crying that I am going to touch the thread of his garment and I will be healed. Now, when she is going away, Jesus Christ looked at her. Jesus Christ found out this is a lady, and he's saying, somebody touched me. My virtue, my healing power went out of me. I could feel it in my body, and somebody got healed. Now this lady is saying, let's read the verse 33.
But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth.
Fearing and trembling, knowing that what was done in her, came and fell down before him. Luke chapter 8, verse 47. Please read.
And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately.
This lady said, I cannot hide myself anymore. I have to tell my story. So she comes back trembling, fearfully, falling down on the feet of Jesus Christ. And she said, I'm going to tell all the truth. I'm not going to hide anything because I want to tell not only Jesus Christ, but I'm going to tell all the people. She did not come and say, Jesus, this is a secret. This is unspoken request. I don't want all people to know. Can I tell you everything in your ears? So you would know that I'm the one touched you and why I touched you. But she did not do that. She said, I was hiding myself, but now I cannot hide anymore. I have to go and tell the story. But I'm not going to tell only Jesus. I want to tell all the audience. I want to let them know. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed because I am completely healed. So now she's saying, I'm going to tell all the truth. Not going to hide anything. I'm going to tell the whole truth. And that's the reason I believe Jesus Christ said, somebody touched me. Jesus Christ wanted this lady to come out and testify. She would have gone silently. Nobody will notice what happened. And she might be get healed. And if she never tells anybody what happened, maybe she gets that sickness back again. Because God heals you for his glory. If Jesus heals somebody and that person never tells anybody what Jesus did, why Jesus Christ has to heal that person again? But this lady came to know, I cannot hide this. I have to tell. Whatever happens, if they punish me because I touched his garment and I had the issue of blood or somebody stoned me to death, doesn't matter. I'm going to tell. And the word of God says she came and told all the people the truth. And then Jesus Christ said to her, verse 34, Mark 5:34.
And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
Now, this was a plague. This was a disease. Jesus Christ says, now this disease is not going to come anytime anymore. You are completely whole. You are completely healed by the power of God. My virtue, my power went and touched you and healed you. First, she heard it. Then she thought what she is going to do, and she acted upon it. If you heard that what Jesus Christ has done for you, we heard Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. He took our sickness, disease on the cross. And with his stripes, we are healed. We heard this time and time and time and time again. We read it in the book time and time and time again. But when the problem comes, we do not say, hey, this is the word of God. Jesus Christ did it. I just have to believe it. And I just have to receive it. But people do not have faith. This lady went to many doctors, spent lots of money. Now she didn't have anything left. She could not go to any more doctor. If somebody would have said, I know there is another doctor, she would say, no more doctor. I had enough of doctors. They made me sick. They made me worse. I'm not going to go to any more doctors. I'm going to go to Dr. Jesus. He's not going to do any surgery. He's not going to poke me here and there. But I am going to go by faith. I heard about him. And I'm going to go and touch the hem of his garment. I believe there is a power in Jesus Christ. And that power can flow even through the clothes he's wearing, because he's a son of God. He's God himself. And I don't have power to touch his body, but I'm going to touch his garment. And as soon as she did, the word of God says, she didn't say, okay, I heard about Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ is not here. She might have been saying, okay, even though he's going through here, I don't think what I'm thinking is going to happen, but I'm going to try. It will not work. You have to believe what Jesus Christ has done. The word of God says faith comes by hearing. She heard about Jesus, not one time. She might have heard many, many times. But she might be saying, oh, Jesus, please come to my door, come from my neighborhood, come here so I can touch you. Some famous preacher comes and preaches in different towns. He said, oh, if he comes to Philadelphia, I will surely go. Sometime we don't have money to go to different states, but some people think if he comes to my town, I will surely go. So this lady might be praying, if he comes to my town. Jesus not only went to her town, but her doorstep, close to her, maybe stood there for a few seconds, let her touch, and when she touched and got healed and started walking, that's the time Jesus said, somebody touched. People didn't believe, but Jesus Christ said it. Somebody touched means people are touching me all the time. I'm not talking about that touch. Somebody touched me by faith. Somebody touched me that If that person touches me, that person will get healed. I was thinking, if Jesus Christ would have kept quiet, that lady would never tell anybody, and that lady get healed, or even get sick again. She cannot blame anybody. She cannot tell anybody, and nothing will happen. No glory goes to God. No people will figure it out what's happening. Now, this story is given when somebody came to Jesus Christ. That Jairus was a Jewish man and religious man, and he came to tell him that my daughter is almost dying. And this lady comes all of a sudden, touched the garment, and she's going. Now, Jesus Christ is the only one wasting time here because this Jairus is waiting. My daughter is dying. And now why Jesus Christ is looking somewhere and finding out who touched? Let somebody touch and go away. Why he's wasting time? My daughter is dying. Does Jesus know that my daughter is dying? He should hurry up. But I don't think that Jairus said, Jesus, don't worry who touched you. Please come and heal my daughter. Jesus Christ wanted Jairus to hear what happened. So his faith can be challenged. His faith can increase. When the lady comes and say, you know what? I had this disease for 12 years. I went to every town, every doctor. I spent all the money. I finished all. But now I came and touched the garment of Jesus Christ. And immediately I got healed. All of a sudden, Jairus thinking, wow, my daughter was born and this lady got sickness. My daughter is 12 years old. This lady suffered 12 years. And if this lady suffered 12 years and got healed, my daughter can be healed. Maybe he got more faith. All of a sudden, somebody comes and say, hey, don't bother, Master. Your daughter is already dead. He could not say anything. Jesus said, don't worry, have faith. So the point I'm making, if this lady did not give the testimony, Jairus' faith will not increase. Not only Jairus' faith, but many, many more other people who saw her getting healed, their faith will be challenged. Now, many people think, why people say, come and give testimony? Maybe they want their name to be get bigger or something. No, we want people to tell somebody what God has done for them, so their faith can be challenged. Sometimes I give the testimony to somebody, and somebody says, why are you saying this? You want your glory to yourself? No. I said, if somebody got instantly, somebody has some disease, and some other person says, I have this problem, I have to tell what happened to that person so that person can believe. If that happened to that person, it can happen to me. When I went to Russia, and then one lady came in the morning there to ask me for prayer because I prayed in that church and there was big crowd and things like that. And she thought I can go where the Pastor Peter is. She came to the hotel. And she early in the morning, she said, Pastor Peter, I have this problem. I have a bladder problem. And then lady from America went to Russia. She was in that church and I prayed for her. Everybody, and she believed that I said, touch your body and believe that when I'm praying, you get healed. That lady got healed, and when I was praying for this Russian lady, she said, Pastor Peter, wait a minute, don't pray. I said, what happened? She said, I have a testimony. I came from America. I had this kind of bladder problem. I didn't want to go on a trip, but God told me, go to Russia, I will heal you there. And he said, I was in that church while you praying, and I was instantly healed. So I want to testify this lady, you will be healed also. So the point I'm making, this lady is your blood, 12 years suffered. When Jesus Christ says, somebody touched me, she said, I cannot hide myself anymore. I want to go and tell my story. So she said, I'm going to tell everybody, and I'm going to tell the truth. Jairus heard it, and so many other people heard it. And see what happens. Because of her testimony, many people got faith. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 6, and read verse 56.
And whithersoever he entered, into villages or cities or countries, they laid the sick in the street and besought him that they might touch of it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole.
What happened? The Mark told the story in the chapter 5. Hundreds and thousands of people heard that lady's testimony. They went home and they go to their town and say, Jesus Christ is coming in this town. Let's bring all the people who are sick and afflicted. Let them line up on this street, and let's beg to Jesus Christ, say, please walk on this street. Let the people touch your garment. And the word of God say, as many as people touched the garment, a thread of his garment, they got healed. Let's read the Matthew chapter 14, verse 35 and 36.
And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole.
As many as people touch Jesus Christ's garment or the thread of garment, they are all got healed, perfectly healed. No sickness, no disease. How it happened? They heard the story of this lady. 12 years she was suffering. She said, I just came by faith, believing that if I touch the thread of his garment, I will be completely whole. And she said, I touched and immediately I got healed. All my problem is gone. And Jesus Christ says, my daughter, go by faith. Your faith has healed you. Now you are going to have a peace and you will be not having this plague anymore and you will be completely healed. Now this young lady, maybe 24 to 26 years old, completely healed. All the youth came to her, and people might have seen her face for the first time because she might have took the veil off to tell the people how God healed her. The point I'm making, if she didn't give the testimony, all these thousands and thousands of people will not be healed. They believe that we saw this thing, let's do the same thing. Let's call all our sick people, line up here on the street, and tell Jesus Christ, you just pass by this way, you please walk this way, and let the people touch the thread of your garment. And they did, and the word of God says, all of them got healed. Not a single person did not get healed. Each and every person who touched, all those people got healed. This is in the word of God. How these people got a faith? Because when you listen to somebody's story, the faith comes by hearing the word of God. We hear in the Bible many sickness, many disease, many people got healed. But when it comes to us, come to our pain or suffering, oh, this will not go that way. We have to have a doctor for this. Because headache can go by prayer, but the tumor cannot go by prayer. We have to go into surgery. That's the way the people think. For Jesus, there is nothing impossible. It can be tumor. It can be any disease. Any sickness can be healed. Now, here the whole Bible, only one lady's testimony is given of the issue of blood. But all these hundreds and thousands of people touching the garment of Jesus Christ, we do not know how many people have the issue of blood. How many people have different kinds of disease? How many people are lame and how many people are blind? It's not given. But thousands of people line up and they got healed. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Savior and I believe that He is my healer. That's why I ask God to give me grace to pray for somebody. There are two ladies, especially I prayed for those. Both ladies had the issue of blood. I was there praying for his wife and his family. And he told people that Pastor Peter is coming to my house. So if you have any problem, please bring your people. So some people start coming. But one man brought his wife, just like holding his baby in his arm, came on the third floor. And that lady, I asked, what you have problem? She said, I have an issue of blood. I said, did you hear the story about the lady in the Bible? She had the issue of blood for 12 years and Jesus Christ healed her. She said, I'm having this issue of blood for 8 years. Do you think I have to wait 4 more years? So then I'll get healed. I said, no. I'm just telling the 12 years bleeding stopped. You have only 8 years. It's nothing impossible with God. So I said, I'm going to pray right now. And God is going to touch you and heal you right now. And you're going to feel in your body. As soon as I touched her head and start praying, she start shouting. She said, somebody's putting the warm oil on my head and is going through my body and touching me. And as soon as I finished my prayer, she stood there and she said, I feel in my body that I'm completely healed. And her husband brought her in his arm 2 to 3 miles. And she walked home without anybody touching or any cane or anything. She walked home. So I believe Jesus Christ has given the same authority and same power, but we have to use it. That lady got healed. The other lady, she had the issue of blood, but she never told me that she has this problem. I was praying in my church early in the morning, 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and I got a picture of that lady's house. And God told me to go to their house. I never went to somebody's house that early in the morning at the breakfast time or something like that. So I took my bicycle and I went to that person's house. And that person is taking his bicycle and coming out, and he saw me in front of his door. He said, did angel tell you something? I said, what happened? He said, I was going to your church to bring you because my wife is sick. And she told me to call Pastor Peter, and you are already here. So maybe angel told you something. The man was Catholic. But this lady came to my church a couple of times, and maybe she saw some miracles, and she had a faith. If Pastor Peter can come and pray for me, I'll be healed. I said, what's the problem? He said, ask her. I said, sister, what's the problem? She said, ask him. So both of them not telling me any problem. But I said, God sent me here for some reason. I'm going to pray. I prayed, Lord, I don't know what the problem is, but you know the problem. You touch this sister and heal her. And I prayed and I left. But the lady told me, Pastor Peter, I have the issue of blood. I'm a nurse. I took all kinds of medicine, but I was not getting healed. As soon as you prayed, I got healed. So now please pray for my sister. She is married to the medical doctor, 12 years and no children. I said, just tell her, stay indoors such and such a day. I'm going to stay in my church. You stay in your home. We'll pray for her. And we prayed, and thank God, God gave her a son. So the point I'm making, even though I didn't know that lady had this disease, but God knew, God healed, glory goes to God. Then I told her what God did for other ladies. The point I'm making, if you don't testify, you don't tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done, why should he do it again for you? And then people say, you know, Jesus Christ healed me once, but now I'm praying and praying and nothing is happening. I would ask, did you tell somebody what he did for you? Bible says when you come for prayer, come with a thanksgiving, and then you make your request known to God. Because if you don't tell God, thank you, what he has done first, why he has to do again? You give somebody $100, and they don't thank you, and they come and say, give me $500. You might be a little bit hesitant. I gave you $100. You did not even return that money. You didn't do any thank you. Why should I give $500? That's what happened. Our God is a healer. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. But you have to humble yourself. See this lady? She humbled herself. She knelt down. She touched the thread of his garment near his feet. She didn't say, I'm going to touch his garment on the top of his head or top of his shoulder. She humbled herself. She has to bend down. And she has to put her faith. The word of God says, we have to put our faith in action. Many people said, I have faith, God can heal me. But after prayer, they do not exercise their faith. when I pray for somebody, I say, listen, why don't you, when I pray you have a hand hurting or leg hurting, why don't you do something? Just lift up your hand, just praise God, or just get up and start walking, or just do something which you were not able to do before. That's the way the faith, you put it in action. People say, oh, pray for me. One day I was walking on the street and somebody came along me and said, Pastor Peter, my head, a severe head, like a migraine head. I said, okay, I touched, be healed in Jesus' name, and I walked away. And this man stood there, and I thought, why he's standing? So I just looked back, and he said, Pastor Peter, guess what? I said, what happened? I don't know what happened. My headache is gone. So I said, what are you doing there? Why don't you thank God and praise God? You want that headache back? No. So the point I'm making, instead of just not saying anything, just thank God what God has done. Bible says when you are faithful for little thing, he will do great thing. You have to thank God what God has done. The Thanksgiving is already over. But that doesn't mean we should not be thanking God. We should be thanking God every day, every time you take the meal, every time you eat the meal, after meal, you thank God. Whatever God has done for you, be thankful every day. Thanksgiving is not once a year. Even though we have Thanksgiving once a year, still people are not thanking. They are fighting. They are thinking, I don't have enough. Oh, mother, you bought the turkey, but you did not bring gravy. You bought the turkey, but you do not bring yam. You bought the turkey, but you do not bring the corn. And all kinds of things people are thinking, they are not thankful. You have to be thankful what God has done. Every year, we do it all the time, but every year, we thank God what God has done. This Thanksgiving, we sat, my son, my wife, three people, and we start thanking God and praising God. Then evening, 7 o'clock, my daughter called, and then we start thanking God and praising God. We took almost 1 hour or more thanking God and thanking what God has done. I'm not saying other people are not doing it, but there are some people, they will never be thankful to God. What God does for them, they are not thankful. Just like you do something for your children. Oh, that is their duty. They have to do it. You saw one boy was not working and everything and sitting at home. He said, this is my privilege. My parents, they brought me into this world. They have to support me. And even he took them to court. The point I'm making, there are people who are not thankful. They are grouchy. They are always mad at somebody. But thank God, our God is a miracle-working God. When he does something little bit, as soon as somebody prays for you, you don't see any trace of healing, but you should say, thank God, Jesus Christ heard my prayer, and I'm healed. And you start praising God, and when you start thanking God, you will see that headache or whatever the pain was gone. This lady just thought in her heart that I'm going to go and touch the garment of Jesus Christ and I'll be healed. In a Matthew, if you read, Matthew just said one lady came behind him and she just touched the garment of Jesus Christ. And he doesn't even say Jesus. He said one lady came behind him and she touched him, touched his garment, and she got healed. He didn't say who was the lady, who she touched, what happened, but the mark told everything in detail. This is the lady who was suffering for 12 years. Can you imagine if you suffered 12 years and lost everything, no money left, no money to buy food, no money to buy clothes, no money to do anything, and now you're just helpless. But that's the time Jesus comes to rescue. Our God is an all-sufficient God. I believe when that girl got healed, beautiful girl, maybe 24, 26 years old, maybe somebody got married to her, maybe she got all the wealth back and everything might be good. We didn't trace her life, what happened. But we know if God does something good, he will not do half work. He will finish the job. That girl was suffering 12 years. Nobody can marry her in that situation. But now she's healed. She got her youth back. She got her beauty back. And maybe somebody got married, a rich man or something like that. The point I'm making, if this lady didn't come, and if this lady didn't give the testimony, hundreds and thousands of people will not be getting healed. Somebody might be thinking, why Jesus Christ making this lady embarrassed? He knew that this lady had a bad disease. Why he has to call in front of all this congregation and made all a fool of her? No. She was happy to give the testimony. And that's the way we should be doing. Many people, sometimes they get healed. They never come to church. Once they get healed, they just go away. I told you one time there was a one boy. He was paralyzed from waist down. The lady called for prayer. Myself, my wife, we went and laid hand and prayed. That boy was completely healed, start walking. Now this boy might be 25, 30 years old. And one day I saw her in a supermarket. Oh, Pastor Peter, look at this, my son. He was 7 years old. Now this boy was almost 20 years old. Look at this boy. He's walking and no deformity, nothing. You prayed for him. I said, did you come to church to testify? One of these days I'm coming. And she told me that it five or 7 years past, yet she did not come to testify. What I'm trying to say, she might have gone somewhere and testified, but she did not come. You remember the Jesus Christ said to those people who had the leprosy, go and show to the priest. And while they were going, everybody got healed. One man came running back to Jesus Christ. He said, I'm got healed. He said, where are those nine? Those are healed, but they did not come back. One man came and told Jesus that I'm healed. I'm sure that nine people got healed. They might get disease again. But the person who came to show Jesus Christ, he got the double blessing. Same way this lady would have gone secretly. She would have been healed for a while. But again, problem could come. You remember Jesus Christ healed one man. He was 38 years lying in that pool of Shiloh. And Jesus Christ came and said, would you like to be healed? He said, well, I want to be healed. But before I go, somebody goes and jump in that water. Nobody helps me. Jesus Christ said, take your bed and walk. And he was completely healed. But Jesus Christ made him eat and say, listen, sin no more. Otherwise, you will be worse than before. Worse disease can come to you. The point I'm making, Jesus Christ can heal you, but if you don't follow Christ, if you don't go to church, if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, and then you get sick again, and worse. Some people said, you know, I went to a prayer meeting, and I got healed, and I felt good for 1 week, and now I got worse. Maybe prayer made me worse. Prayer doesn't make you worse. You yourself makes you worse, because when God heals you, you give your heart to Jesus Christ, you go to church, you get saved, you get baptized, get filled with the Holy Spirit, you stay with the Lord, and God will protect you from all the sickness and disease, and you will shine for his glory. But if people just go just for healing, many people just go for healing, and they get healed, and they get sick again. But the people who receive Jesus Christ and they believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they get eternal life. Sickness can come back, but When you get eternal life, you are not going to go to eternal hellfire anymore. The time is gone. We are going to pray and ask God, Lord Jesus, I am suffering. Everybody might have some kind of problem. If you're suffering with any sickness, any disease, and you do not want to tell anybody, you have a secret problem, you don't want to tell pastor, you don't want to tell anybody, tell Jesus. And say, Lord, you're going to touch me. You're going to heal me. And you're going to deliver me. When you touch me and heal me, I'm not going to go quietly like this lady. I will testify. I will tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. I guarantee you, you will be healed because God wants you to testify. Be thankful what God has done. If you are faithful for little things, He will do great things. So let's pray and ask God to come into our heart. Pray to Jesus. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me so I can testify and glorify and I'll serve you rest of my life. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
If you pray this kind of prayer in your privacy, in your closet, tell Jesus whatever the secret problem you have. You cannot tell even doctor sometimes. Some people are afraid. Some people do not want to say. Some people do not want to say husband or wife or children or anybody. Tell Jesus. Jesus is the healer. And let's pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace. We heard this story time and time again, but we heard it one more time. Maybe somebody wanted to hear it. Lord Jesus, please touch us, heal us, deliver us, set us free. Give us grace to glorify your name. Tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done, and we will tell others, and many more people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. People are dying without God and without Christ. Give us grace and courage to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. We commit ourselves into our loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray and we call it done. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.